This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, is half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Happy hump day to everybody out there who celebrates. Hello, Froggy.
Hello.
I don't know where Leroy is.
Where the hell is Leroy?
I don't know.
All right.
Could have been called. It's two things. All right. This is what I'm.
Jay Crawford. Is that his name?
Well, it could be. All right. It could be three things.
All right.
Because if he is missing, you can never rule out Jay Crawford. But it's either Jay Crawford, the dogs are in some kind of chicanery in the backyard.
Yeah.
And so they were holding him up because the dogs were doing something.
The dogs do things.
And Meemaw got lost.
That's
or
right.
Three, he forgot his password, couldn't get in his laptop. Something yeah.
like
that.
Like a technological
Those
mishap.
Are the three options as to why sure. Leroy Horde is pulling a J-fig. So I don't know which one it is.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Leroy.
By the way, you two clowns.
Okay.
I heard the whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
So which one was it? You just...
The clock in the kitchen is like 3 minutes off.
Oh, really?
Whoa, the clock. We didn't have that.
It said 9:57.
Appliance time. Oh.
Okay, so it's a technological mishap, but it's not a laptop. It's an appliance.
It's an appliance. He is right, though. It's almost like an old watch. You know, you have to spice up the old appliance times every now and then.
Is that
get it together with your app. Yeah, it gets lagging. It gets lagging.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know, though. That's got to be like minus half a point, though. I mean, still nothing with 3 minutes. In. Okay. All right. No problem.
And furthermore,
mm-hmm.
when did we ever start on time?
Fair. I mean, we started on time today, though. Joe and Dave Hyde were on the clock. They were on the clock today.
Point.
Got it going today. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
By the way,
it didn't even start.
No judgment.
All right. No judgment on what? What's he got? Is that a... What is that?
A French toast sandwich?
Is that a... No. Is that a bacon Reuben?
Bacon and egg.
Bacon and egg.
On French toast?
To start the show?
On bread.
Okay, well, we can say that that's looks the real like reason. Well,
Leroy, but you got to hold that up again. It looks like French toast. It looks like you're having a French toast bacon, egg, and cheese.
A French toast bacon, egg, and cheese actually would be pretty
good. That's just the bread.
What kind of bread is that?
The French toast. That's what that is. That's French toast.
That's good.
No. It's, I don't know, like grain, multigrain.
All right. French toast.
This guy's living large.
Yeah, it's because he's eating a French toast sandwich. That's why.
That's amazing.
I know a French toast sandwich when I see one. Don't tell me that's not a French toast sandwich.
I don't like sweet and savory like that. So
that's powdered sugar, dude.
Anybody would have a French toast bacon eggs. Like, why wouldn't you? Delicious.
No, I don't like sweet and savory together.
Yeah, that's what you say. But you're that's very flimsy on your food takes.
No, very flimsy. I don't like sweets with like meat.
Sure, dude. What? Sure, dude. Anyway, the Pinks.
Ooh,
the Pinks.
I mean, they beat the holy hell in this CONCACAF Champions Cup yesterday. At a Sporting KC. Is that that Mahomes team?
Yeah, those losers.
Stupid Mahomes. Yeah. Enjoy that. Hold that L. That's a GOAT, Mahomes. That's how a GOAT shows up. All right? Shows up, scores a goal.
He has been in, what, 6 Super Bowls?
System quarterback. We're now starting to see it. We're now starting to see it.
Is that what we're going with?
We're starting to see it, dude. We're starting to see it.
Okay.
We see how it is now. It's all about the tush push. You don't even need a quarterback anymore. Well, everybody's sitting here terrified of the tush push at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that that's got to be the dumbest thing in the world. Like, think about this. If I'm a coach of the Commanders, the Giants, or Dallas, and I got to deal with that 2 games a year, I'm not going to be the one to complain about it, because it kind of looks like, oh, you can't beat it, so let's just complain about
it. All of it does. All of it does. I think the rumor was that it was the Packers were the rats.
Right, the Packers, yes. But and I can't figure out, okay, but if you can't stop it, it doesn't mean it's illegal, right?
I'm torn on it.
Now, keep in mind, let me say this. Full disclosure, when I was playing, that was illegal.
Right.
You could not push anybody into the end zone or for a first down or any of that. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do it. They would just move it back to the spot. So it has become something that was illegal and then became legal.
And I think the thing, I think the thing that's interesting about it is, you know, yes, one team has perfected it and has it tilted to their side more than any other team. But does anybody enjoy watching it? And I think that's another thing. It's like, all right, here's tush push, and we see all the time in sports, like, you can tweak rules to make. Look at baseball. Baseball finally took away that stupid shift a couple of years ago. Because it was ridiculous. You found a stupid loophole of putting 4 people on the same side of the field. And
here's my problem. My problem with that is this. It is your job to defend the field. However you choose.
It's gimmicks, though.
To do that.
It's gimmicks, though. Like,
it's not.
But
like,
it is.
Okay,
like,
so is that difference?
Leroy, you can't have. Hold on.
What if I were to go to the NFL and say, you can't ever play nickel?
I'm not going
to
hear that when in the same sport you have to make linemen eligible receivers and they flag guys 9 times in a row because a left tackle moves early. So if you're going to nickel and dime the sport all over the place, and we found something that is like, all right, we got it. You mastered it. It's not that pleasing, but the majority of people don't like it. I don't really have a problem with them outlawing it. It's not soft. It's a fine. They found something that worked. You've over
used it to your advantage. Cool. Let's get to the point where we rule this thing out. It's been perfected. Move on. That's it. You can't tell me in a sport where a guy has to go like this to run down the field that they can't.
That's a different. Because here's why. The reason why you have to identify is because of the defense. If a defense sees a 70 or a 60, he's assuming that he is an offensive lineman. If you report as eligible, then they can defend that receiver in a pass.
So you're saying
if you don't acknowledge the fact that you are a legal receiver, the defense won't cover him. So there is a difference.
So they're trying to make it fair, is what you're saying.
Huh?
So they're trying to make it fair for the defense.
No, they're basically.
You just said that. That's the reason why. Because if you didn't report them and you saw 77s out there for the Lions and you don't realize that he's an eligible receiver because you don't want to deceive the defense, it's not fair. It's the same thing.
But no, the reason why the tush push you can't say isn't fair is because the defense has. They don't have a disadvantage trying to defend it. They just can't. And so that's a different situation versus putting a guy in the field that would indicate he's a lineman and then have him go out for a pass. It's two different things.
No, but it's different because you're looking at it as like a physical thing, and so it's looked at as like man up, Buttercup. Just stop the tush push. But it's a ridiculous play. It's rugby. It's not football. And just take it out. It's like you acknowledge it used to be illegal. Everybody's like, hey, this isn't football. Cool. Good for the Eagles. They've reached the top with it. It's time to say goodbye.
Do we get rid of the quarterback sneak?
No. You just don't put two fatties under his cheeks and launch him. you can't go leapfrog. Sorry, Marcos. You can't go leapfrog skyscraper to go block a punch. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Forgiven.
You can't do uppies. Like, it's okay. Good for them. They won. I think it's actually the right time to do it. It's like, all right,
they win the Super Bowl.
They won the Super Bowl. Let's deuces. It's time to go tush push. No one's gonna miss it.
I think I have a bigger problem with one team has perfected it, and because nobody else can do it, they want to deem it illegal, right? If everybody could perfect it, then I could understand. Like, all right, enough.
But it's also one of these things where like nobody likes watching it. It's like you watch it in that Super Bowl, and we sat here twice in the playoffs, and here's what we saw. We saw six plays in a row where the Washington Commanders had to try and cheat because they were trying to stotch it. So that was ridiculous. And then we had in the Super Bowl, we're like, here we go. Nine plays here for the tush push, boom, eventually they score. It's like an inevitability. And that's why I equated to the shift. It's like, all right, cool.
Here's the deal. If you're on your own 30 and it's 31 and you run a tush push, right? Is that stones or is that
Everybody's doing that these days. I think it's more the goal line thing. You know?
Right, but everybody does some version of it. They just don't do it as well.
I understand. They have a quarterback who's a moose and can push in a different way. I get that. But that's why I think it's like it's not even going to matter that much. Like, get rid of that version of the play. I think the Eagles are going to be fine.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be fine. But
it seems like when you complain about something that a team has success with, it seems like you're whining, right? Now, if Philly were to come out and say, we need to get rid of this tush push, you would have a whole different outlook on it because they're the team that's having success with it. But when a team like Washington or a team like, the Packers come out and say it because they had to play against it, it sounds like you're whining because he had the advantage on me. I can't win. That's what it sounds like, even if it's not true.
Yeah, but people are doing that all the time with emotions and things like that. They were whining about the Dolphins and bending the rules with that all the time.
But because that was
with the momentum start.
Illegal.
No,
you
but
can't
it's
start,
but,
you can't
okay,
go
but
forward.
It's but it's only illegal because you think you're getting an advantage. Like my point would be, oh, you're the defense, stop it. Oh, so my fast guys get a little bit of a jump. Like
the difference in the two is that. That was already illegal. They just weren't calling.
But you said this used to be illegal.
It used to be.
Okay, so like I don't understand what's the problem with it going back to being illegal. Like it's strange.
I'm more. I guess it's not the actual play. It's that the people that are complaining about the play are the people that couldn't stop it.
Yeah, of
and
course.
It sounds like you're whining because you can't. And stop it. And if it were any other team, if it were a team that never played Philly, if it were the Philadelphia Eagles, if it were a team like that, but when you're playing against these teams and then after they play a game and they never stop it, then after the game complain about that play should be illegal, that's kind of the pushback I'm giving. Not that somebody may complain
that's Peter Pan stuff, dude. Like, why would a person who's having success with a play that's gimmicking the system, why would they ever call themselves
but
out
not
on
gimmicking
it?
The
they
system
are though, dude.
Legal.
But they are though, dude.
It's legal.
Yeah,
the moving forward with the motion with the wide receiver. That's gimmicking the system.
No, but that's just semantics.
Because
like
not
you're just
calling.
Okay,
there's not
just
calling
because,
it.
Okay.
But it is a penalty.
Okay, but it's just illegal. Just because. Okay, for now it's a rule. But if they could change the rules, and then people were like, "Oh no!" But the Dolphins have Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. This isn't fair. It's like, yeah, then it's not fair. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's always been a rule. You can't start forward before the ball's back.
I don't know what having to like. Having to do it with being a rule or not being a rule, like the NFL literally changes rules every year. One year you can challenge pass interference.
You know what they do? You know what they do? Here's what they do: they go in the off season and they watch a ton of tape and they see some of the things that teams are trying to get away with. For example, the left and right tackle used to damn near be in the backfield. We started a season where they called it four or five times a game, and then that moved them up.
Yeah, but not really though. Like they do it once, and it's like, oh, we solved the problem. That's what I'm saying.
We had it called in the
what
first
I'm
game
saying,
of the
but that's
season,
what I'm,
it was called like four or five times.
But that's yeah, and then and like was it ever a point of emphasis again the rest of the season? Not really.
Okay.
Like I still saw 74 on the Chiefs doing it in the Super Bowl. Like that's what he right. does.
Right.
You know, like it's to me, all right. It's had its era. Cool. Let's move on. It's time to go. Nobody likes watching it. Except for the idiots in Philadelphia, and who cares about them?
All right.
Anyway, those were your headlines, the pinks.
I didn't realize you guys were so passionate on the tush push.
It's
like,
just like
it is the most important play right now, or the most polarizing, I'll say. But bring back the kickoff return. That's what the hell I'm talking about.
They've been trying that like nine different times, and every kicker just kicks it out of the end zone.
Just
like,
do the normal thing, guys. You know, people get hurt. It happens. Just do the normal thing.
Do you
thing.
Realize like nobody's evolved more than the kicker? Like the kickers can boot these
kicker,
balls out of the stadium now. Like you want to talk about
60-yard field goal. Is an old 45-yard field goal. They're making these things with room.
Yeah, you can't do it. You'd have to make the end zone smaller, I guess, or make the field. I don't know. Like
you like 10 yards.
You'd have to
back.
Contain the
Come
kickers
on.
Now. You can't do it. It's kind of like you need to make the 3-point line longer because everybody can do it.
I mean, they already did it with the extra point, and it still doesn't matter that much.
Changing the sport.
Except for Jason Sanders. Except for Sanders.
Mr. Automatic from 45 on, but if you give him an extra point,
I was going to say, rolling the dice.
He's
one of our best players.
From 50
he's
plus than he is from extra point.
Take a break. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight. Looked like there was some scouting going on last night from Heat Brass. That's next.
50 minutes.
Minutes of heat air for you, which is brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com. I got to tell you, this kids' flag football team WhatsApp group is a little too chatty for my liking this morning.
Oh, this is a new team?
New team.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they want to do names on the back of the uniforms, I guess, before they give those out tomorrow.
They're asking for extra money.
That's a little extra hit you up, dude.
Okay. That's an extra $3 per parent.
Yep. So anyway, that's what I'm dealing with there. But anyway, the Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Atlanta Hawks. I'll be boots on the ground. I'm ready. 7:30 is your tip-off. Coverage begins at 6:15. Couple of injury updates. Bam Adebayo is dealing with a calf contusion, so he's a bit of a question mark for today. We'll get an update later on in the day.
But not a big fan of contusions.
I mean, it sounds one step away from deadfoot. Sounds one step away from deadfoot, if you ask me.
Dude. Hmm? You didn't have deadfoot.
I had deadfoot, dude. I had it.
Like, I love the way...
I still don't know what that is. I still am, like, kind of confused.
What he says deadfoot is, and what deadfoot is two different things. That's where you need what you need to understand.
Or I just have deadfoot.
He just had a sleepy foot from sitting on the can too long.
No, that's like numb cheeks. You don't get deadfoot from that. I'm telling you. Shut down. We also got word.
Have you broke any bones? Nope, but I had dead foot.
No, but I have had a very badly dislocated shoulder multiple times. My right shoulder is like a Lego.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was this from shenanigans, though?
What?
How it got dislocated originally?
No, the first time I got, the first time I was diving into a base, it was a baseball injury.
Okay.
And then the rest of it was like worked in a furniture store.
Gotcha.
Came out from the mattress. Like I wasn't gonna be a baseball player. So
yeah.
I'm like, what am I gonna get surgery? Nah, just deal with it. So it would like repop if I had the mattress go like at a wrong angle. I just go a little, you know, run it back in. It's in pain for a few days, and then I'll be fine.
Okay, Lethal Weapon.
That's what I do, though, dude. I'm not getting surgery.
Now, all of a sudden.
What am I, Josh Johnson? I need to get my rotator cuff fixed.
Is this your throwing arm?
Mel Gibson.
It was my throwing arm.
Oh, Leroy, this okay, bodes well
okay,
for
Mel
us.
Okay, Mel Gibson.
What? I can throw third base fine.
This bodes well for us, Leroy.
It does not bode well for you.
I got damaged goods over here. This is great.
No, it actually did happen fairly recently.
I'm gonna just say this: you better bring a cup.
Why?
Why is that?
Because when you get the fungo, you don't want to get short hop.
I'm more worried about you hitting the fungo than me throwing to first base.
Mm.
Why?
It's gonna take you a few attempts.
No,
very narrow barrel.
No,
it's not your typical bat.
Mm. And
do you have one? Does anyone have one?
A fungo? No. What do I look like? An infield coach? What am I, Perry Hill?
Okay, where are we going to go?
Longtime Marlins infield coach, more gold gloves coach than ever. They don't make them like Perry Hill. The Boneyard.
What is
you
going on?
You actually know more useless information about listen, Marlins.
I said something very similar on break.
One of the commercials was talking about somebody named Jose Pinto. I'm like, ugh. Much better than that Reniel Pinto.
Just any mention around him.
I don't know why. It's just I'm in a baseball mood, baby.
Yeah.
I'm in a baseball mood. I wish my team was better. I wish they were better.
You deserve better as a baseball
player. It's nothing like going into every season having no idea.
Yeah, it's just,
I have an idea.
We have an idea.
It's just not going to be good.
Connor Norby. You better be Mike Lowell, dude.
Connor Norby.
Cool prospects.
Peter Bennix just drafted a bunch of people whose names are just as least intimidating as him.
You know what he drafted? He didn't draft people. He drafted salary. So it means that, how much, if we get him, how much is it going to cost us? Okay, we can do that.
Anyway, so Bam's a question mark tonight. The Heat came out yesterday. They said that Nico... The official diagnosis is a fracture in his second metacarpal in his right hand. He will be in a splint and reevaluated in 4 weeks, which would put us a little past the Jimmy Butler reunion game on March 25th. A little past it.
Smart.
So it's his middle finger.
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Right.
We saw that. We saw that he had he had deuces up.
In football, you just buddy taped them bad boys.
Oh yeah, that's
tape it to his friend.
You can't tell anybody about that injury in hockey and football. Basketball?
Well, I did break my hand, and the only reason why I had to tell somebody because when I did it, I guess the bone moved and my whole hand was black and blue and swollen. Mm. And it happened like 10 minutes after I did it. Mm-hmm. So they were like, uh-oh, we got a blood flow issue.
We'll get more into the Heat. We got to talk about there definitely was Heat brass last night scouting at the Watsco Center. So we'll get into that. But we ran out of time because we got too nostalgic on. Marcos wanted to talk about Perry Hill. So
dang, just miss him so much.
Well, we got plenty of show, baby. We'll get back into our favorite basketball team, including we have an answer to something we were looking for the answer to, and I stumbled upon this during the break on Twitter, courtesy of our guy Wes Goldberg. And this is very exciting. It's always good when you get the answers to a question, but it's even better when one of your theories turns out to be right. So we'll get to that. But we also got to talk about these cats, baby. Last night, the baby cats last night, young cats coming out, kicking the Predators' ass. Plus, of course, Sam Bennett had to get into a fight. That's next.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
VIP, let's kick it.
Definitely not under pressure.
All right, stop.
Totally different. Completely. Shout out to my neighbor, Vanilla Ice.
Did he ever open that thing he was supposed to be opening?
I don't think he did. Because I think the news when it happened, I think like the pandemic hit, and I don't think that's a good time to open up a brewery.
Can I tell you, there was a waffle, like an old school diner that was opening right before the pandemic in an area I used to live in. And pandemic closed it down. I look at it now, the other day, it is now a funeral home.
Wow.
Like a cremation center.
That was a booming business.
And I was like, this diner I was supposed to be eating waffles at now.
Isn't that what, not to always bring it back to the Marlins, but isn't that what Andre Dawson does now? Is he not an Undertaker?
I think I've heard that before.
I think he is. You know, the Hawk.
Would you invest if you're just like, you know, let me plan things.
If somebody was going to be an Undertaker, yeah. Why not a former MVP?
That's amazing, right? It's pretty good.
You know? Mm. Panthers win last night You couldn't do it?
No.
You couldn't work in the business of the dead?
No. No, because I think you lose, you know, like, I think you lose a little bit because you're just used to dealing with bodies and you become numb to life.
They always make the person who works on the bodies a creep too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's specifically Andre Dawson's role.
But my question is, have you ever met a happy-go-lucky person that
I don't think is dealing with
dead bodies?
I don't think I've met anybody who does that on the regular. Like, I've never been at a soiree and say, well, hey, what do you do? Oh, what do they do? They
embalm?
Embalm? Yeah, I've never met an embalmer.
Mm. Yeah, I know a guy.
Owner of the Clippers?
That's it.
No, but yeah, if it just seems like if you're so used to dealing with dead bodies, like, can you separate, you know, now going home and being with family and whatever? Like, it's a weird thing.
I think you probably just kick up your feet and you tell her, you're like, you know, hey, Sally, you know, today, you know, what do we had? We had three bodies, you know, I had a grandma, you know, I had a middle-aged guy, got the Widowmaker, you know, did my thing. I think it's probably like how Marcos makes bits, you know, like you just, you go about it, you do it.
It's true. Just do my thing.
The Florida Panthers win last night over the Nashville Predators 4-1.
Nashville's terrible.
They're not very good. I think actually one of their guys came out last night and said, I've never been around a team that couldn't score as poorly as this one.
Oh, one of their players?
Yeah. Well, you get frustrated.
Yeah.
You get frustrated.
Oh, what am I saying? My guy quit.
Sam Bennett, he started the scoring off with a
goal. Oh, yeah.
Here was Doug Plagans on the call.
Ekblad around the back of the net, up the far side, sends a pass rink wide. Verhaeghe tapped it to Barkov. Barkov dropped it for Verhaeghe. Pass to center. It's Reinhardt in over the offensive line. Verhaeghe near circle, tried a shot. It's blocked. And now in front of chance, Reinhardt in. They score. It's Sam Bennett there for the tap-in, and the Panthers have a power play goal. And 1 minute, 23 seconds in, the Panthers are in business.
That was cool. Sam
Bennett. I mean, I much like hearing when he does the fights.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Leroy, because we had a couple of tilts last night.
Jonah breaks that thing down like MMA.
Jonah Gadjevich got into a fight last night with Michael McCarron in the first period or second period after the Cats were up 1-0. And here was Plagans on the blow-by-blow.
Tomasz Nosek leans in against Steven Stamkos, and here we go. The gloves are open. It's Gadjevich and McCarron. Two big, tough customers down to our right inside the Nashville zone. A couple of lefts coming in from McCarron. Gadjevich with the right counters. McCarron tries to throw a couple of right hands, too. Then a left from Gadjevich. Caught him by surprise. He goes with a right combo, and then Gadjevich continuing to throw him over the top, and he takes the big Nashville centerman McCarron down to the ice.
Wow. That's a great goal.
Hey,
you got to give props for props this dude. Doug Plagans is doing the damn thing.
Hey, I mean, I couldn't tell if I was at a hockey game or MMA fight.
That's good. You got to call two sports in one. Like, we were talking to Jim Lampley in Vegas. I, hey, nobody does blow-by-blow like you. The second place might be Doug Plagans.
Hey, I'm telling you.
It might be.
Oh, here we go.
Probably the moment of the night last night. Justin Sortiv up. Of course, the Cats need some reinforcements with some injuries.
In hockey, is he considered an intangible?
I mean, listen.
Hey! Yeah.
Here was his first NHL goal last night.
Here in the near corner, Anton Lundell. He takes a hard shot in the corner. He's a little bit shaken up. It was Bellows who bumped him there. Now Sortiv left side. Boquist for Sortiv, a shot, and he scores. Justin Sortiv upstairs. His first National Hockey League goal. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead.
Wow. Baby Cats getting it done yesterday.
Yep.
Baby Cats getting it done. Spencer.
They called him up from the Yotes.
Yeah, I don't know. What do they call it? The Charlotte Checkers?
Is that yes, the Charlotte Checkers.
Charlotte Checkers, yeah. And it's interesting because you got him. We talked to our boy Mackie Samuskevich last week.
Yeah.
And he's on a bit of a – he had a goal called back in the last game.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sick of this call here.
Ridiculous.
Like, come on.
Well, it happened to Lundy last night. They took away one of his goals, but Mackie Samuskevich, he finished off the scoring. Here is a friend of the show, Samo.
Brady Shea behind the net for Blankenberg. He's bumped by Bennett, who took the puck right away. Pass in front, and they score. Mackie Samuskevich, what a play that was. Bennett able to steal the puck away from Blankenberg, and then he feeds it out front. Mackie Samuskevich with a beautiful fake forehand to backhand. He makes it 4-1 Panthers.
Silly Sauce says, love the logic on the show. Hockey intangibles equals reverse intangibles.
Hey, man, that's bro science. What? Come on. What are you doing? If I take, so case in point, Tiger, intangible. It's 0.5% black.
Yeah, but he's also, he's not intangibles because he's like the most talented, gifted golfer.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, yeah.
But
is BK Subban an intangible in hockey?
He is rough and tumble. You know, like nobody messes with PK Subban.
Yeah, I'm just saying. When you look at your sport, right, and you see an outlier, like, listen, I'm just trying to be fair. Like, Dejean, like, yeah, white cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, catches you, you know. When I seen, Sortif, which is, like, I got to tell you, is he Canadian?
He is Canadian.
Mm. Okay, that would explain a lot, because Sortif does not sound very, you know.
Duclair. Yeah. Duclair was Canadian.
Yeah.
But he is to the first of many for Justin. So I got to tell you this, this Bill Zito, he's not just not a big game hunter. Like, they got a nice little program going on here. We got a bunch of 22-year-olds kicking ass.
It's amazing. Like, you want to talk about heat culture?
Cats culture.
You look at this hockey team. I don't care who puts on that sweater, right? You're going to play hockey a certain way in this joint.
Dude, that's Sam Bennett. So Sam Bennett yesterday, who looks like a Peaky Blinder. So I guess they took
the mustache, right?
It's the mustache. He's very menacing looking. Right. And so yesterday they took offense. They thought they cross-checked him. He said he went high enough. He didn't hit low in the back. But that didn't stop a brouhaha from breaking out right in front
of him. Oh, my goodness. He took dude out.
And, like, first of all, normally when first knee touches ice, it's over. This Sam Bennett had the wherewithal to get back up. I was very impressed with that. So, but the best part was Sam Bennett, you got two Preds in the penalty box, and he's yelling at both of them. He goes, "What are you whining for? It was a clean hit." Still making his case after the fight was over. I love this team, man.
I mean, when he hit dude into the boards, woo! It was definitely a standing eight count. Right? Like, he had to go over there and count him out because he took a knee for a minute.
Anyway, that's our road to repeat, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius.
What's up next? Who do they play next?
They got a little cup rematch, Leroy, coming up on Thursday. Edmonton on Thursday night at home in our barn.
Woo.
The next five for the Cats are in their barn. Edmonton. We got a lot of interesting ones coming up. We got Edmonton. We got Calgary, who, of course, you got Kachuk. We got Huberdeau. We got the whole deal. And then we got the dastardly Tampa Bay Lightning on Monday. So we got some high stakes.
But they were down a point. They're in first place now, right? And they're in the Atlantic.
Are you asking about the Panthers?
Yeah, I think they
I'll give you the standings.
They
right
were
now.
71. And was it Washington?
He fires all these questions.
Was 72, and now they're 73-72.
The Panthers are 1 point back of the Leafs in the division.
Oh, they're 1 point back.
And the Leafs have a game in hand.
No. So what do they have there?
The Leafs.
72-71?
74-73.
Oh, so they played last night too. Okay.
74-73.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah,
very good. He's been very much on his hockey. He's not relying on me anymore.
Here's what I think. You're exactly correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad.
I know I can't ask my guy because he's going to blast me and yell at me and get mad at me for asking hockey questions.
But you're only asking me because I'm intangibles. That's it. Like, you just feel like I'm privy to more knowledge for some reason.
Hold on. Here's the deal. And I'm going to be honest with you.
Hmm?
If I'm having a conversation with you and you get a hockey name right, that opens the door for hockey questions. I'm just right when I like when we start talking boxing and MMA and the fight game and you spit out all these names, that means, do you know what that says to me? I am abreast to all things about this sport. Ask me any question you want.
Road to repeat, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers.
Got this cherry cola. I saw that Jess Blaylock last night on the desk. She had the cherry cola with and Ed Jovanovsky had the Arctic Blast, the Arctic Vibes. So they were mixing it on up. Get that Celsius, ooh, baby.
It's good.
Ooh. You got any of that Playa vibe left, Leroy? Did you tear through it?
Dude, let me tell you something. I need to put on my bucket hat and go sit out by the pool and listen to some music while I'm drinking that Playa vibe. And I keep walking by this rum.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one time I'm going to go ahead on and give it a try.
Totally fair.
But it's so pinnacle. It's just refreshing,
yeah,
and delicious. I haven't had the other one yet, the retro vibe.
Me neither.
What is the retro vibe again?
Target. I think it's what is the flavor? I think it's like either a sherbet or like a popsicle vibe, something like that.
No, that's
we don't know. We don't know.
Too much like Arctic Blast.
Sparkling sherbet slush.
I think I would like that. I feel like I like that. And maybe when I'm boots on the ground.
Somebody said, no, that pina colada, it needs rum. Hmm.
All right, we'll
just put it out there. We look, you know, we have honest conversations here.
Mm-hmm. WQAM invites you to experience every upset, buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets. From March 20th to the 23rd, it's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com, and get all the info at BucketsandBets.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. And going to give you a chance right now. Caller! Yeah. Let's go four. Four goals last night for the Cats. Caller four to 305-567-0560. You're going to win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets right now. Caller four to 305-567-056. You will win it. We're going to be out there doing the show live, so we're looking forward to seeing some of our listeners out there. We'll be doing the show.
It's been a minute. Remember that Friday, boy, we used to go in there like we owned the joint.
Man, that was something.
Say hi to everybody. What's up?
So caller four right now to 305-567-056. You will win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets. Take a break. Our Tua is next.